pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me for a dispensational walk from the beginning to the beginning. Now, I've said this before, that in the beginning God created, in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning. That's where our dispensational walk starts. And our dispensational walk actually continues on in the book of Revelation, but we see a new beginning there where the Lord says that He makes all things new. That is a beginning. So we are taking a dispensational walk from the beginning to the beginning. And this is dispensation number 5, the law. And we've been looking at this, and this dispensation of the law would be from Mount Sinai to Mount Calvary. And I also remind you that God has never been taken by surprise. There is nothing that has surprised God. He knows everything, and He's never caught off guard. So therefore, we realize that as God, He knows everything, and there's nothing that could ever surprise Him. Now, I know that He's pleased in a lot of things. He's pleased really by a person trusting His Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. Well, last time we looked to the Bible and we saw about the crucifixion. Remember now, we're looking at the dispensation of the law. Jesus was crucified by His own people, the Jewish nation. And Pilate himself said that he found no fault in Jesus Christ. He was a pagan ruler, and he found no fault. But yet, those people who were the Jews, the Pharisees and scribes and the Jewish people, those people who should have known better, they actually called for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They cried out, "Crucify Him!" And of course, He was crucified. And we look back on this and we think, well, that was a terrible thing. And it was. That was an atrocity that took place some 2,000 years ago. But I got news for you. There was gain in that crucifixion. It was gain for you and I, because we who are saved know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Well, notice the gain. After the crucifixion, there was resurrection. And there was a prophecy that was made in Mark chapter 8 and verse 31. It says, "And He began to teach them," this Jesus, "that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again." And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 4, it says, "And that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." And what Scriptures? Well, the Scripture that I just read, Mark chapter 8 and verse 31, Jesus, He actually prophesied of his death and resurrection. He would be killed, but He would rise again after 3 days. And I would have you know today that the resurrection is a reality. Luke chapter 24, verses 3 through 7, it says, "And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus." Now, if you've read this in the Scriptures, you know that how that there were those who went to the tomb where Jesus' body was laid, and they entered in, according to Luke 24, 3 through 7, they entered in and they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. "And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, 'Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. Now, they're speaking of Jesus Christ. He's not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Now look at Luke 24:23. It says, and when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive, Jesus Christ. He was crucified, but there was gain in the sense that there was a resurrection of our Lord. And this means victory. Victory, not only for you and I, but for the nation of Israel. One day we know that they will, they will come to their senses and they will actually realize who Jesus Christ is, and they will accept him as a nation. Well, notice there was a descent and ascent according to the Word of God. And you say, what does that mean? Well, let's read the scripture and find out. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40. It says, for as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. This is Jesus again, and he's prophesying something here. He said that he would be in the heart of the earth. Well, some ask the question, did Christ go to hell after his death? And if so, what for? Well, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, I believe, answers the question. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, this is Jesus being quoted now, when he ascended up on high, he said, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, the Bible says there, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Well, I believe that according to the Bible, Christ did descend into the lower parts of the earth, paradise, according to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 9. Well, while in paradise, I believe that Christ preached, that is, he proclaimed his victory over death and hell. When we think of this, some people would actually say that Christ went to hell and suffered. But let me read a couple of verses from Luke chapter 16 about the rich man and Lazarus. You remember that Lazarus was the beggar and he died. And it says it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. This is Luke 16:22. We see the beggar being carried. This is Lazarus. He was carried into Abraham's bosom. And it goes on to say the rich man also died and was buried. And verse 23 of Luke 16 says, and in hell he lift up his eyes. This is the rich man. He opened his eyes in hell, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Well, when we think of this, of the rich man going to hell, he was being tormented. I do not believe that Christ was tormented in hell. I believe he was in Abraham's bosom. I believe he was there and he saw Lazarus and the beggar who had died, and he was there. And all of those people, those Old Testament saints who had gone on before, they were in Abraham's bosom. They were being comforted and they were happy. And Jesus, I believe that he was proclaiming victory over death and hell. Matthew 16:18, it says, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Colossians 2:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And Jesus Christ in Revelation 1:18, he says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. I believe that he went into Abraham's bosom. He proclaimed victory. And I believe all those people, the unsaved of all ages up to that point, they heard Jesus proclaim this victory. And I believe that they realized, had they only trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they too could have been in Abraham's bosom. They too would have been comforted in that glorious place that the Bible speaks of. And all those people today who refuse Jesus Christ, they will go to hell when they die. If they go without trusting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they will be in hell. And of course, that's like, if I could compare hell to a jail, a county jail, let's say, where a person is waiting to be transferred into the state penitentiary, into the place that they deserve because they have broken the law. They will go there one day. They're in a holding cell now in the county jail. And one day those criminals will be transferred into the state or the federal penitentiary. And that's the way it is, I believe, with a person in hell today. We might look at that as a county jail being held there in torment. And one day they will go into the lake of fire. Jesus Christ came to save everyone in this world. It's sad that all people will not trust him as Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. And I believe he proclaimed that as he was in Abraham's bosom, and all those people there in Abraham's bosom, and the people across that great gulf that was fixed, according to Luke 16, there was a great gulf. And all those people on the other side in hell, they heard the same thing. They heard how that Jesus Christ was the victor. We see, I also believe, after Christ rose from the dead, that he took to heaven those who had been in Abraham's bosom. The Bible says in Psalm 68:18, he led captivity captive. And I want to read that. Thou hast ascended on high, the Bible says there in Psalm 68:18. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. You see, we're all rebellious. We've all been rebellious. But thank God, those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ, our rebellion ended when we trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And Mark chapter 16 and verse 19, it says, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. The resurrection had taken place, and people saw him ascending up into heaven. And the Bible tells us that there was over 500 people at one time had seen the Lord Jesus Christ alive after the crucifixion. He was resurrected from the dead. He is alive today. Romans chapter 8 and verse 34 says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Jesus Christ makes intercession for the saints of God today, for those who have trusted him as Lord and Savior. He is our divine lawyer in heaven. When the devil comes along and says, put Woodard in jail, kill Woodard, put him in hell, Jesus steps forward and he says, my blood has covered Woodard. He's saved, and one day I'm going to see him with me in heaven, Christ says. Why? Because I, Woodard, have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He is my divine lawyer. He is my Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.